Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Some of the scenes and sounds from Los Angeles on Monday, the fourth day of unrest, saw thousands of protesters and police officers clash in the downtown area of the city. The Pentagon has confirmed that the US President Donald Trump is deploying another 2,000 National Guard troops and 700 Marines to LA to help the federal response to protests against immigration raids. Well, yesterday, the police fired rubber bullets with chaotic scenes of crowds dispersing through LA streets. And a number of protesters spoke to Sky News about why they were there.
Because a lot of my people are getting taken away. We've lived here all our lives, and it's like, how are you going to send us back to a place where we don't even know? You told us to come here for opportunity. We came, and it's like, I don't know, what do we do from here?
They shot me in the leg with a rubber bullet. They hit me in the head. If you can see under my hair, there's bruising.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is suing the Trump administration over the deployment of troops. He's called out Trump's activation of Marines as a deranged fantasy, describing Trump as a dictatorial president. Well, at a press conference yesterday, Donald Trump was asked why he didn't consult with Governor Newsom before sending in the National Guard. Let's have a listen.
We have an incompetent governor, so I talked about governors, but I didn't talk about he's an incompetent governor. Look at the job he's doing in California. He's destroying one of our great states. And if I didn't get involved, if we didn't bring the guard in, and we would bring more in if we needed it, because we have to make sure there's going to be law and order. You had a disaster happening. But it's lucky for the people in Los Angeles and in California that we did what we did. We got it just in time. It's still simmering a little bit.
Simmering a little bit. Let's get the latest. We're joined now by Julia Manchester, who is political reporter and host at The Hill, based in Washington, D.C. And Julia, thank you for joining us this morning. I mean, Donald Trump's description of this as simmering a little bit, but the political temperature around what's been happening at California is close to boiling point.
It really is. And I think what you're seeing is the White House has been able to make California Governor Gavin Newsom really the ultimate foil. For quite some time now, for decades, I think you've seen Republicans oftentimes point to California as this liberal bastion, which in many ways it is. But you are seeing Donald Trump really try to make California an example of this while also trying to tout his immigration policy, which includes, you know, a number of these deportations. And we've seen these protests erupt in response to it. And here we are. And on the flip side of that, you also have California Governor Gavin Newsom making President Trump a political foil as well. Remember, Gavin Newsom is someone who, you know, has ambitions for higher office, who has been floated as a potential 2028 presidential pick on the Democratic side. So politics in many ways is at the root of all of this. Mm-hmm.
And Gavin Newsom says he's now going to sue the Trump administration over the deployment of troops. So he believes that what Donald Trump has done is unlawful. Is that right?
He does believe that. And in many ways, it's not unprecedented, but it's been quite some time since something like this has happened. I believe since 1965, during the civil rights era in the United States, when you've had a president send in troops or the National Guard without consulting or getting the permission of a state's governor. So it opens up this entirely new debate over states versus federal rights. And it's interesting because you normally have Republicans arguing for states' rights, Democrats on the other side of that issue, but it seems as if it's flipped this time around. So we not only have these political tensions, but also these legal tensions boiling. We're not necessarily in completely uncharted territory, but it's been quite some time since we've been in this place.
But when you see Marines and additional troops being sent onto the streets of LA, the risk is always that that is going to increase the likelihood of there being further protests. And you heard that warning bell being sounded by the LA mayor Karen Bass. She's really concerned that this is going to result in more people heading out onto the streets to protest, right?
Yeah, no question. And she's also concerned that this is going to lead to more of a conflict, that this could just further fan the flames of that fire. If you have troops and protesters, you know, does that lead to more conflict between the two of them, and, you know, potentially more violence? So I think you have Democrats like Karen Bass saying that this is ultimately a distraction. President Trump saying that this is him essentially using an iron fist in many ways to try to get these protesters, you know, off the streets. But we'll see what effect it has.
Mm-hmm. And where do you expect this to go then in the short to medium term? What are people saying, both politically and then this is substantive issue of the protests in and of themselves?
Well, in terms of the protests, it's really unclear. Because you have two leaders, the governor and the president, who aren't communicating directly with each other. It seems like it's just back and forth online or through legal threats or, you know, legal maneuvers and, you know, deploying troops, etc. So we don't really know where it's going to go from here. It doesn't really seem like there's a clear end in sight. And, you know, we don't know what the impact of the, you know, more troops will ultimately have. But in terms of, you know, how this plays politically, look, I think there's no question that the White House wants Gavin Newsom to be this foil. And in many ways, the same thing is the reverse, that Gavin Newsom wants to, you know, push back on Trump for this. So I think you're just ultimately seeing really a big battle play out between one of the biggest states and the executive.
Well, Julie, tell me about Tom Homan. He's Trump's border czar. I know he's considered to be very tough, isn't he? Very tough on immigration, certainly. And Donald Trump had suggested that he'd like to see Gavin Newsom arrested, but Tom Homan came out and said there are no plans to arrest California Governor Gavin Newsom, despite Gavin saying, come and get me, tough guy. It's not going to happen, is it?
You know, as far as we know, no. It seems like it's posturing on the, you know, end of Donald Trump and Gavin Newsom, but that would be a very incredibly unprecedented move. You know, talk about a battle between the, you know, the federal level and the state level. I mean, that would be lead to, you know, chaos in many ways. I think there's a lot of questions as to, you know, what would happen if that were to take place. But if you have someone like Tom Homan, someone who is one of the major faces of the administration when it comes to immigration, saying that and making the rounds on cable news, sort of trying to tamp down on that, I think that's very telling.
Mm-hmm. And we have the Australians involved now as well, because we played the clip on the programme of the Australian journalist Lauren Tomasi when she was shot in the leg with a rubber bullet in the middle of her report. And the Australian Prime Minister has been in touch with the White House about that incident, expressing his unhappiness.
Yeah, I mean, as far as we know, I don't know as much about, you know, that aspect of it. But look, I mean, that's a clip that's gone viral here in the United States. I think, you know, around the world, whenever there's an image of a journalist being injured, threatened, put in harm's way in any way, that's certainly very, very concerning. The fact that she is, you know, a foreign national in the United States covering this as a journalist, I think, makes this even more complicated.
It'll be very interesting to see, won't it, Julia, what happens and what the reaction is of protesters when 700 US Marines arrive in LA in the coming hours.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we don't know, you know, this could, you know, further, you know, fan the flames of that fire and really, you know, cause tension and chaos between the protesters instead of, you know, maybe the intended effect meant to tamp down on them. So we don't really know what's going to happen. Right now, it's still, I think, the middle of the night in Los Angeles or the very, very early morning. Right now, things are calm, but we'll see if that changes.
The New York Times is reporting, and we know that there have been substantial protests in San Francisco, but also in Dallas, in Austin, some in New York. They're largely contained, according to the report I'm looking at here. Is that the fear, though, that because of the reaction of the Donald Trump administration sending in these troops and National Guard, that these protests then will spread?
I think that, you know, potentially is a fear that there's going to be this, you know, backlash and we're going to see, I don't want to call it copycat, but maybe, you know, other protesters trying to duplicate what's happening in LA. I think there certainly is a resistance effort on the part of many protests when it comes to, President Trump's immigration policy. But, you know, one thing that I think is worth keeping an eye on is that this weekend here in Washington, D.C., there's going to be a massive, massive military parade that the city's already preparing for, to celebrate the anniversary of the United States military, but also Donald Trump's birthday. It's going to take place Saturday evening. So, you know, we don't know what the reaction to that's going to be in the wake of all of this chaos that's ensuing in Los Angeles. I imagine there will be, protests at that as well.
Julia, thank you for joining us. Julia Manchester there from The Hill, based in Washington, D.C.